Welcome to Micro, a podcast for short but powerful writing. I'm your host, Drew Hawkins. In this episode, wayward love and the trauma of loss meet phone pictures, oat milk, and grimy crystal balls in this dark but poignant and sometimes humorous blend of poetry and creative nonfiction. I'd like to provide a content warning for themes of death, mental health, therapy, and medication. If you feel comfortable, listen on for the Goblin King. The incantations and glitter, the sparkle and rubble in this poem perfectly capture a logical conclusion for the Goblin King's endless attention. It's called The Goblin King's Love Language. It was written by Rita Feinstein and published by OK Donkey on February 14th, 2021. Enjoy!
The Goblin King's love language is gift-giving, and I don't have room for all this crap. Psilocybic peaches rotting in the crisper, crystal balls sticky with grime. The black snake shriveled to onion skin. The wedding dress sulking unworn at the very back of the walk-in closet. Goodwill stops taking my donations. My free boxes overflow onto the sidewalk. There's a landfill named after me, a whole shuttle full of glitter-drenched padded jackets and danger red lipsticks to be incinerated in the vacuum of space. But I accept the love he gives, and I build more shelving units for it. Just as he accepts, my affection has no physical dimensions. My love language is language itself. I incant his name into my vanity mirror, lie that he has no power over me, then watch him jigsaw the stars into brand new horoscopes just to prove me wrong.
Rita Feinstein is a poet and fiction writer whose work has appeared in Grist, Willow Springs, and Sugar House, among other publications, and she's been nominated for Best of the Net and Best New Poets. You can find her on Twitter at Rita Feinstein or on her website at ritafeinstein.wordpress.com. Up next, juxtapositions and daily life briefly meet up with existential themes in this highly relatable piece involving social media, therapy, and connection. It's called My Therapist Asked Me, Blake, Can You Please Tell Me? What Have You Lost and What Have You Found? It was written by Blake Lavario and published by Rejection Letters on November 13th, 2020. Enjoy.
My therapist asked me, Blake, can you please tell me, what have you lost and what have you found? I really don't want to answer, but a new oat milk brand, Wellbutrin, I drink cappuccino, I fetishize my suffering on social media, my most recent Google search, how to be gorgeous, I make typos when texting the people I love, the people I hate get immaculate messages, it takes more energy to hate people perfectly, I let someone ruin my favorite black shirt, I wear it on days where I want to self-sabotage. I pleasure myself because I have no one to pleasure. I'm walking in a park and someone acknowledges me. That means I'm alive. Death is only beautiful when you think of it as uninterrupted waiting. I'm sending smoke signals to my former partners. Last week, I ran through a parking lot with a stranger from Twitter. We held hands the entire time.
Blake Lavario is a phlebotomist who lives in San Antonio, Texas. He studies poetry in the MFA program at New York University. You can find him on Twitter at B_Lavario, on Instagram at Blake_Lavario or on his website at blakelavario.com. Our final piece comes to us from the winner of the 2019 Button Poetry Video Contest. The stark contrast of humor and horror is palpable, the emotions immediate. It's called A Hand Becomes. It was written by Ali Schmincke and is featured in their new book titled Dead Dad Jokes, published by Button Poetry. Enjoy.
Hand becomes a thing only to unwrap from another hand, a peel to throw away, a rake to sift through the ashes. The internet tells me my period blood is good for magic. I don't know much about magic, but I do know a lot about blood. I fill a small jar with blood. I fill a small jar with my father's ashes. I wear them around my neck and feel immortal. The glass bottles click against each other while I walk, and it sounds like the same click my father's tongue made on his last few breaths, his tongue, fat and then still like the frogs we dissected in the 7th grade. I hold his hand until it is time to unwrap the life from his body, to unwrap my father from a corpse. I keep coming back to this moment of dying, how it was not like what I had expected. There was no last word, no wisdom, no wind, nothing to blow open our grief, no soundtrack except the cough of the man dying in the room next door. Some people say their dead looked so peaceful they could swear they were sleeping. For my father, it was the other way around. For months, every time he slept, I could swear he was already dead. I actually started taking pictures of him while he was sleeping. Maybe 6 in the month before he died. I needed to be able to show someone. When I told my sister, she screamed and told me that she had also begun taking pictures of him passed out on the couch. We don't know why. 2 siblings wrapping our fingers around our phones while the light shrunk itself around his face. I wonder if there's a word for that. The urge to document the dying. I didn't know my last picture of him was going to be my last picture of him. If I had, I would have made it something less creepy, maybe one where he was conscious. Before they slid him in the furnace, did they bother to unwrap his bandages? I watched my dad die. I watched a man die. I held the hand of a dead body. I was alive next to a corpse. I laughed because I knew I would never be able to explain it. My dad doesn't have a grave except the one inside my lungs. I visit the cemetery anyway. I sit next to the oldest gravestone and open up a book to read. I say out loud, "Hello?" And am always surprised when no one answers.
Ali Schmincke is a non-binary trans poet, musician, and artist, author of Dead Dad Jokes from Button Poetry, and ceramist for Sick Kitty Ceramics. You can find them on Twitter at Ali Schminks, on Facebook and Instagram at Ali Schmincke, or on their website at alischminke.com. Micro is edited and curated by Dylan Evers and produced and hosted by me, Drew Hawkins. Our theme song is by Matt Ordez. You can find all the information about this episode's writers, their featured work, and the publications where they were published in the show notes. Subscribe to the show on Spotify, iTunes, Google Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts, and check out some of our other episodes. You can also always find our shows at micropodcast.org, and you can follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Podcast Micro. Thanks for listening.